This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Ken Barkley very happy following Nas Reed being Sixth Man of the Year.
Whoo, man, yeah. Just exhale a little bit. I was trying to give you the hockey analysis, and I could see. I don't think you had the pregame show on. The way they do it now is like one of the analysts like opens an envelope like at the Oscars or something, and you're just like, really, guys? Like, really? Like, I just can you just say it, please? Can we just get this out of the way? You know, there's like a lot of money. Of course, they know there's a lot of money right now. They do promos for a sports book during the games. So yeah, you're just like, Kings, Oilers, what do you got? And I'm like, what I have is a coronary. But let's we'll get to the hockey game in a second. Yeah, just like super relieved. And I'll say it again. Like, I just. It's been a really good run, and it doesn't mean it's going to keep being a good run in these like close calls, but I mean, you take what you can get. I'd rather be on the plus side of these three than the minus side.
I can't believe it was that close. Even like Monk like didn't play the final like 6 weeks of the season, but whatever.
Before the votes were counted, like before any votes like actually got released or like people wrote articles, I would have agreed with you. I told Jay Croucher, because we like text a lot, and he goes like, what do you think's gonna happen? And he was like more pessimistic on that one than I was, and I was like, before the votes were counted, I feel really confident Nas is gonna win before any votes came out. And then as the votes kept coming out, I just go, yeah, like more people, and you learn stuff, right? Like more people just when you have two, neither candidate was clean, neither candidate had like an awesome case, they both had flaws. When neither one's clean, like what you figure out is, look, just like half the voters are going to gravitate toward this thing and half the voters are going to gravitate toward this other thing. Like Monk's the guy who scores and Nas is the guy who has everything else about the award that you like, and that split the votes.
Love it. Okay, so we're done with our bets for tonight. You like anything in baseball, or we want to go to Jake here?
Well, you like the White Sox, right? You want to talk about that for a minute?
Unless, like, Jake, do you want, like, am I an idiot? Like, it's okay to say yes.
Well, I think you know you're an idiot. You're like the White Sox. It's
like, but they're huge price. Like, it's like Joe Ryan with, like, and the White Sox pitcher is pretty good, yeah. Right?
Nolan Sox.
You're only half of an idiot. You would be an idiot if Garrett Crochet was not pitching and you wanted to bet the White Sox. This is the best chance they're going to have to win a game. Crochet's been awesome. The Twins are also terrible, just not as terrible as the White Sox. In this game, though, I like Joe Ryan's over Ks. He's been awesome. He's pitched awesome since the start of the year. He changed his pitch mix. He's just changed what he's offering, and the White Sox are so terrible. I would never bet the White Sox. They're on my list. I'm good. But I'm going to bet Joe Ryan over 6.5 Ks in this game to fade that team. I'm also going to bet CJ Abrams over 1.5 total bases. It's still plus money for this. And as long as that's the case, I'm going to keep betting it. He had 3 hits yesterday. He's got an 1100 OPS over the last 2 weeks. He's going against a rookie pitcher. I think this is way mispriced. Abrams over 1.5 total bases. I also like Ronaldo Lopez to keep up his hot start. To get a win is also plus 115 against, again, a truly terrible Marlins team who's starting Sixto Sanchez, who's making his first start in 4 years. 4 years. So I'm way good on that. The Braves are awesome. I'll take Lopez to get a win at plus money. Mariners, Rangers, first 5 under 4.5, 2. Bryce Miller and John Gray. You all know how I feel about Bryce Miller. I love this guy. He's got a sub-2 ERA. He's pitched awesome so far. And John Gray's actually been awesome, too. And the Mariners, outside of Julio, who has finally started to hit a little bit, the Mariners' offense is just very aggressively mediocre. So I'll take the first 5 under there. And if you keep giving me the Royals as moneyline dogs, I'm going to keep betting them. This team is good, and they're going against a Blue Jays team that is also aggressively mediocre. Vlad isn't good. The only person in their lineup that is good is Bo Bichette. That's it. The Royals have stars, especially Bobby Witt Jr. I like them on the money line at plus money. And that's it.
I don't think I talked about this on the air, Jake. I bet the Royals, I don't know what the price is now, something like following nine million other sports. I have the Royals to win the AL Central like 8-1. I think that's the price that I have. Like, we still like that, or?
Oh, I still, yeah, I love it. I'm 30-1 from like January because I'm a sicko, and I was looking at those prices. And then
I wouldn't say you're a sicko. I think that's really smart. Like, you did great. That's awesome.
Followed really closely. Yeah. AL Manager of the Year, hotly contested right now. Three favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Three teams in the AL Central. They're all the three favorites right now. But basically, who's going to win the AL Central? That guy's going to win Manager of the Year.
But vote's the favorite, right?
No. Hinch is the favorite.
Quartararo.
I got more vote this morning.
Yeah. Quartararo?
Yeah. It's depending on where you... I think there's two Quartararo. Books that offer it. Quartararo is the favorite in one, and Hinch is the favorite in the other, but vote's favorite in neither, I believe, is how it was this morning.
This is amazing. The AL Manager of the Year. All right. Those are Jake's baseball bets for tonight.
Aaron Boone, fourth. By the way, if you're so inclined.
Great. I'll book people on Aaron Boone to an AL Manager of the Year. Can you check Jake out on Bets. No, I can't. I sincerely can't. Bet Slips and Bad Flips, 2 o'clock Eastern time across all social platforms here on the BetQL network. All right, that does it for the bets for tonight. Jake, do you have the D-Gen Corner music that you can play here? And then we'll turn it over to our pal Alex Fasano.
Help, help! I need directions to Bing Bong Bay.
Yes. But the only way to get there is to stop at the D-Gen Corner.
All right. Alex Fasano is our host, and the question that we've asked people is, what is the best board game of all time and why? Alex, what are some of our answers here?
All right, let's start with one from the Twitch chat at DFlesh10. He went with Chutes and Ladders. Pure chaos, worst to first to worst. It's all luck. You gotta love it.
So I used to play Chutes and Ladders with like my dad and my sister when I was very young, and I remember really liking the game. But I think it's like a big, and this is not like a criticism of it, it's like really like a kid's game though, right? Like adults would never play Chutes and Ladders, like against other adults, correct or incorrect?
More luck driven than some other board games, I would say. And you want board games to have some element of luck and some element of skill. But just like, my favorite thing is I don't agree, but that's okay. I love the way that was sold. It was sold like he believes it shoots him. Last to first. First, it's got it all. As if this is like an old Parker Brothers commercial from like the 1990s or something. I actually haven't played Chutes, and my kids are just starting to get into board games, which is why this topic's so funny. Have not played Chutes and Ladders with them yet. We played Life. We played a couple other things. Played Candyland. Played Trouble. Play card games. But Chutes and Ladders will come up pretty soon. Not my favorite, but like I love the sell, and I appreciate that.
All right, thanks to D-Flesh. Alex, what's next?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's take one from the YouTube chat. Our guy at Greg Radke, shout out to the real ones. I kind of have to agree with him on this. Settlers of Catan. Multiple winning strategies. The board is different every time. There are add-ons you could do, but the original game is very replayable.
So I've So I've never played Settlers of Catan, or I guess that's how you pronounce it.
Alex, is it Catan or Catan? My brother plays this with his friends over, and they play it. It's Catan.
Okay, so it's Catan.
I prefer Catan, but people do say Catan.
So I've never played this game, but like I play Hearthstone. I haven't played it in a while, but like I played like a ton of Hearthstone in my life. Which is it's like Blizzard, who created like StarCraft, like World of Warcraft, created like a card game, and it's amazing. Yeah. So I've never played this game, but I feel like, look, I'm about to have a kid. Like I'm sure there are 40-year-olds that play this. Like my apologies.
Definitely.
Like I don't have time. Like I can't. But I feel like if I did, I would really. If I did it, I would really love it. But I can't. I just can't do it.
I think I know. Well, you say that, but like let's think about this for a second. Like you having a kid actually is supposed to like increase the chance of this, because it decreases the like going out part of your social life. Like that's gone now. Like it's not, and it's not coming back for a while. So while you're at home and the kid's sleeping, let's fire up the board games. Like I think you're like it's like, oh well, like my life is going to change and I'm going to lose all my free time. No, you actually get a ton of free time. You're just at home and you don't really, and you haven't slept and you don't really know how to spend it. So like that's it. And like board games, video games, stuff at home, that's gonna fill the time. Like you could play Settlers of Catan, apparently, if you really wanted to. I think you'll be surprised probably with how your schedule is.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna get high and play video games. Thanks to Greg Radke. Alex, what's next?
And then your kid starts crying, and then it totally messes you up.
AKA like I can never do that then. Alex, what's next?
Yeah.
All right, let's take one from Twitter. Our guy, Reed Phillips, at Reed Phillips Rad. He says, sorry is hella fun, but only the updated version.
I don't think I've ever played
the
Sorry.
Updated version. Oh, I played Sorry before. It's pretty. It's actually pretty good. I remember what the pieces look like. They kind of look like tops a little bit, but they got like the pointy top on them. Like a Hershey's Kiss kind of, but it's different colors.
Okay.
I remember thinking it was like pretty good. Would definitely not crack like a top five list though. What is your do your list here really quick, like just do it really really fast, because we'll do a couple more submissions.
My favorite, I was in the social studies club nerd alert early in high school, and we used to and basically like the social studies club's meetings were like to play the board game Axis and Allies. I know a lot of people like Risk, Axis and Allies, World War II board. Oh, man, just like the absolute best. And I used to love using Japan, which will surprise no one, because Japan had like the Navy, basically. And they were really fun to
it's
use.
It's like the Ukraine joke in Risk.
Yeah.
Like everybody can attack Ukraine, right? So.
I would play as the Axis, as the bad guys in Axis and Allies.
Of course.
Monopoly is my second favorite, and like people don't like playing Monopoly with me because I try and win. Sorry. And then what I was going to say earlier in the show about what makes me a huge nerd about Clue. So back, I think this is probably when I was maybe like not like 8, 9, 10 years old. There used to be like a kids book series, like probably not kids, like more like young adults, I would say. Clue. Like this Clue book series, and it would be like a series of short stories, and you would have to like figure out who kills Mr. Body in every story. And I used to, there were like 30 of them, and I read all of them and like absolutely loved it. So Clue has to crack my list, but Axis and Allies would be my favorite game.
I'm like Team Monopoly for sure on this one, but like you play with other people who take it seriously, because you don't want to play Monopoly with like average game players, because they're gonna quit halfway through it or like get tired and want to play something else. Like if you have people that are committed, then Monopoly's like just an outstanding game. And then like shout out to a game, this you used to play Axis and Allies when you were a kid. I used to play Hero Quest with like my brother. We would play this game, which was like a huge deal, and it was like had all these kind of Dungeons and Dragons style missions, and it was incredibly dorky and it was incredibly fun. Last one, Fireball Island. Had the interactive, the fireball would like roll down the volcano and could hit your piece and knock it off the game board, which was very cool at the time.
I want to, we don't have a lot of time here. For the people that had submissions, maybe we'll do a couple more of these tomorrow. I just want to close by saying this. So look, like again, if you had submissions, we'll do it tomorrow. Like one of my cousins is married to a guy who like his hobby is board games. Like plays like, and there are places in New York City. There's one in Brooklyn. There's one in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Where like you literally go and like you could like BYOB, like bring like a couple beers and like rent a board game and play with your friends. And there's so many of them. It's one of those things where like I wish I had like more time, where I would like love to go and like do something like this and play. And I would want to play a game that took like 5 hours to complete. I think that would be like a lot, like a blast.
you're having a kid. I don't know if that time's right around the corner to be like, honey, I'm going to the game club for 6 hours.
Oh, it's
hours.
Done. I'll be back. Oh, it's here. Finished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just tough.
Just saying, I think it would
well,
be
it's
cool.
not finished. It's on hiatus.
Yeah, for a long time. Well, the show's on hiatus until 3 o'clock Eastern tomorrow on draft day. And until then,
Your
listener and your viewer, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck. Ton of NFL draft, obviously, coming up on tomorrow's show.
Nice read.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.